Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some people think that God is emotionless. They think He is very stoical. Or for Star Trek fans, Vulcan. Anybody ever watch Star Trek as a boy? I grew up watching Star Trek. Well, Spock was Vulcan. And what did that mean? No emotions, just logic. Right? He was above getting mad, getting glad, getting sad. Well, that's not a modern concept. That's a very, very old concept. It's called Stoicism. It was founded by Zeno 300 years before Christ. And he held that a wise man should be free from passion, unmoved by joy or grief. Well, see, that's where the Spock idea came from. It's very, very old. One apparently indifferent to pleasure or pain. Apathetic, dry, matter of fact, detached, indifferent. Well, that's the way a lot of people believe God is. They believe He created this planet, He gave it a spin, and He really could care less. He's completely detached from it. And all of the grief or the sorrow or the joy in the world, He's untouched by. People picture God on the throne. Old. Long white beard. Sitting on the throne. Never mad. Never glad. Never sad. Just stoic. Not true. I said not true. For one thing, He's not old. God's never aged a day in His existence. He's not old. Ain't nobody in heaven old. There are no old people in heaven. Soon and very soon, you and I will age no more. No more wrinkles. No more lost hair. No more weight problems. No more pains and aches. Somebody say glory. Won't be long. Won't be long. But God is not old and God is not expressionless. We have numerous scriptures that shows us God gets mad. He gets happy. He can be grieved. Right? His spirit is this way. Many things specifically stated about the spirit. Let me read some of them to you. Let's think about it. God has a soul. Somebody say, He say God had soul? No. I said God has a soul. He has a soul. Listen to this. I'm just going to go through several things. Don't try to turn there, but if you want to write some of these down, you can. Jeremiah 32:41. The Lord said, with my whole heart and my whole soul, I will plant them. Jeremiah 32:41. Does God have a soul? He said He did. He talks about His soul in Jeremiah 12:7. Jeremiah 12:7. But listen, the Bible said that God grieves. In Judges 10:16, He said His soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. His soul was grieved. Judges 10:16. Don't you remember the Bible said about Jesus, our high priest, that He is touched with the feelings. Did you hear that? feelings of our infirmities. But now let me just stop right here. Is he feeling led? No, he's not. But is he touched by the feelings?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, should you be that way?
Yes.
You're not feeling less, but you're not feeling led. Oh, friends, this is groundbreaking territory. If you can get this and not just let it go in one ear and out the other, should you be head led?
No.
No, you should be spirit led. Should you be feeling led?
No.
Many people are. Many people are. I know in my own life in ministry, there are several times I had strong feelings about some things. And if I'd have followed those feelings, I'd have jumped out of the will of God. Man, I felt like, you know, saying, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do something else, or I'm not doing this anymore. And you can have very strong feelings. And how many times people have quit jobs, left churches, jumped out of marriages. Did you hear me? Every other thing. Why? Because, hey, I've had it with this. I don't have to take this. I don't have to put up with this. And they clean their desk out and grab their tools and they're gone and jump out of the will of God.
Amen.
I don't have to put up with this. I'm not anybody's doormat. I don't like this. I don't have to listen to this and get up and leave. Well, now, if the head of the church says you're supposed to stay, then you are supposed to stay. But you're not going to be spirit-led if you are so preoccupied with how I feel about this. My mama used to tell us all the time. We'd say, but mama, I don't feel. She said, well, you're old enough now to know your feelings don't hurt you. I feel. She said, well, I want to hear about you. Feel? You feel. Feelings are a dime a dozen. It ain't about you feel. I feel. But we live in a society of touchy-feely people. Wear their feelings on their cuff. You look at them sideways or don't look at them enough. Or whatever other thing. Well, they hurt my feelings. Well, maybe you ought to grow up and not be so easily offended and hurt. Well, yeah, but they did this and they weren't there for me and they didn't do this or they did this and so I'm not going over there anymore and I'm leaving him. He don't appreciate me and when I'm doing this, feeling led, not spirit led, which means you're going to miss God. So many people never develop like they should as a Christian because they don't stay where they're assigned. Did you hear me? They're jumping and moving, bouncing around. You know people bounce from church to church. Everybody's not supposed to be at this church. I know that. And if the Lord leads you from here to another church and it's Him leading you, wonderful. I wouldn't want you to stay. Did you hear me? But we got masses of people moving all around and they're not led by the Spirit. They're looking for something new. Or the honeymoon was over. New wore off. Or whatever. Or just looking for something. The Bible said in the last days that people would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want people to scratch their ears. What does that mean? Tell me what I want to hear.
That's right?
Oh, I didn't want to hear that. I'm leaving. Well, just jump out of the will of God then. And miss God and be miserable. And never reach your full potential. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't proclaim to tell you that we followed God 100% on everything. I don't presume to say that. But there are several things that we were able by the grace of God to stay put where He told us and do what He told us, even through discomfort and even through, you know, a numerous times of feelings. But we didn't just jump. We stayed hooked. Amen. Until the Lord says, do something else. And friend, looking back now, you see, boy, if you hadn't have done it, you would not have developed and you wouldn't have been ready for the next step and you would have missed God's perfect plan and will for your life. Is it important to be led by the Spirit? Not by your feelings. Not by your head. Not by your feelings. Say it out loud, I am not led by my head. I'm not led by my feelings. I'm led by the Holy Spirit inside me every day. Now talk like that all the time. And when you get all stirred up about something and you have all these tremendous feelings, realize that's not direction. That's just how you feel. That's not direction. Are we to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ? Is there a captain of your salvation? Are we being led? Do we get orders from headquarters? Then when you get assigned to a place, you can't just rewrite your orders on your own. Sometimes the best you can do is come fall across the bed and put in a request for a transfer and go, God, would you let me move? Would you transfer me? And most of the time it comes back denied. Most of the time. So now what you gonna do? You're either gonna rebel and do your own thing and be led by your feelings and by your desires, or you're going to stand up and be a man or be a woman of God and tighten up your belt. Amen. And grab your feelings and say, feelings, lay down. Head, shut up. I know in my heart what to do. And that's what I'm going to do. Amen. And you'll find there'll be grace to do it. That's how marriages stay together. That's how families stay together. That's how churches and ministries stay together. How many understand it'd be a different world if everybody in the church was led by the Spirit? Oh, you wouldn't have a fraction of the stuff going on that's going on. My, my, y'all listen so good. God can be grieved. He can be hurt. In Ezekiel 6:9, he said, I am broken with their whorish heart. His people had forsaken him and run after idols, and God said, it broke my heart. God said. Did you hear that? God said, it. Somebody said, that sounds like us. Well, who do you think you're made after? Hey, well, you're just trying to make God like us. No, he made us like him. Did you hear this now? If I take two of these chairs and I lift them up and I say, this chair is exactly like this chair. But this chair is not like this chair. Does that work? It does not work. If this chair is like this chair, then this chair has to be like this chair. If we're like God, he has to be like us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1012. That's R-1012. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.